You are in a time of great rebalance. And we understand that. Looking at your world, you understand this. But we want you to understand that there are better ways to reinstate balance than perhaps you have looked at before. You have seen examples in your own world of someone proclaiming their ability to rebalance, and that proclamation has been followed by rage and accusation and anger and the pointing of the finger and the biggest thing of all, fear. So someone says to you, as a country, I am going to make your country better, and the first thing that I'm going to instill in all of you is fear. And any time, in any situation, that you hear a message like this, it is your job to turn away from it, because that is the language of darkness. It is not the language of light. And when you are looking at rebalancing your world, you want to remember to choose the opposite energy to that, which is why we have been speaking to channel about finding and focusing on light in everyone you meet, but perhaps a bit more for women. You see, any time we interact with women, with the world, with work, with committees, and we are entering that arena, making it wrong, making it bad, then there is absolutely no room for growth. And when you think about it with yourself, if you are approached by someone who says, I'm going to make you a better person, and I'm going to begin making you a better person by telling you how wrong you are. As we have often noted, watching you in body, that is the kind of approach that will close every chakra system in your body and you can hear the door slam. That is not a growth or love instilling way to approach anyone or anything. We are going to speak for a moment about the body and healing, because there is a relationship here that is important to understand. When someone has been hurt or damaged, it is not something outside of them that makes them heal. There may be something outside of them that offers them support or does something for them to be helpful. But healing only happens within the intelligent system of your own body. And when you are supported and when you are encouraged and when the people around you are holding that you can heal, and they know you can heal, what they are doing is they are giving energy to you, whose intention it is to spark your own energy, because it is in your own energy that the healing lives. And when we think about this, then, in terms of the world around you, if you can know, and with this lesson has recurred many times, know everything, judge nothing. Know, but do not judge. And the suspension of judgment, even when you know, means that you have made a place to look for the light, to look for the light in that person, to look for the light in that situation, to look for the light in that movement. This, however, is a discipline. And it is, of course, a discipline, we might say, especially for women, although we understand that there are men who have suffered from this as well. If all you ever heard, or if the energy in the world you grew up in led you to feel that you were not enough, that you had not done enough. In some families, there is a cursed habit of saying, you have not done enough, but we know other people like you who have done enough. All of these things did not teach you to walk into a situation, to know everything, but to only look for any light that there might be in that situation. When someone is in darkness, it is like the physical body being hurt. You cannot throw light at a person like that. You can look for some place where light may be operating in their life, and you can send light to that place. And if change is ever going to take place, that is the way it is going to happen. So we are once again asking of all of you things that were not necessarily given to you. We are asking you to move in this way, even though you grew up in a world where people did not move that way with you. So once again, we are asking you to go to your spirit, not simply to say, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, but to say, will you show me the light? So whatever is wrong can be seen by the person I am looking at, healed by them, corrected by them. This is a process that takes patience and more time than we very often want to give it. But this is the way of healing. Not that I am telling you what is wrong with you, but that I am looking in you and I am looking for the light. So we are with you in this very tense time, and we are sending energy to the power of woman and to its rise in your world. And we are sending that energy to you because we see your light. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Make a straight spine and begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a wind of love blow all around you and blow away the tension and the tightness that we have all been feeling. Let it go. Its time is passing. Our time is here. Feel the air around you become blue, like the blue of peace. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy clear the root of any congestive energy so that your root is able to support you, to make a pattern of creation that the earth supports as well as your spirit. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. Let the cleansing energy clear the shame, clear the judgment that has turned against you or anyone else. Let it leave your body and lighten your energy. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy remove from your field any emotions that blame, that hurt, that judge, that wound. Feel all of those emotions moving out of your body and away from your field. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the heart center. And feel the cleansing energy wash away the pain of your heart. Wash away old wounds, old patterns that might be operating now that do not honor your light. Feel the cleansing energy move all of that out of your heart center so that it can grow again and empower again. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that might have turned on you, that might have been harsh with you. Feel all that moved out of the communication center and make room for love. Make room for understanding and patience and respect for who you really are. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash the third eye so that you are able to know at a fine, clean, high level, to intuit, to know what is inside, to know what is outside, and to know without attachment, to see without obligation, and feel the third eye restoring itself. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown and wash away any reluctance you may have had to receive highest good in all of its forms, to receive love, to receive abundance, to receive enlightenment, to receive connection to the highest levels of the universe. And with that open crown, feel the golden light of the universe, warm and full, begin to come into your body. Feel it wash through your thoughts, through your chakra centers, through your neck. Feel it relieve tension in your shoulders, your arms, and your hands. Feel the love and power that is universal love flowing down your back, healing, rousing your own ability to heal. Feel that flow of energy through your legs, your lower legs, and your feet. And know that you have been given the gift of the energy in which you were created. So you are now breathing energy that restores you, that strengthens you, that allows you to grow and become who you are here to be. And know that in all of it, you are loved. Move your attention into your heart center. And see a beautiful circle of gold in your heart. And know that the universe has left a gift for you there. Rest your mind. Allow yourself to know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.